The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. All right.
What do you got for us?
Nothing.
Oh, what?
It's the last fucking Minnesota of the week. We're going to just turn it off. We're
is
done.
It not the last episode of the week? Well.
That's it. Yeah, it is.
Well, I'll shut up and watch the movie tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't count that. That's a whole different thing. Different animal.
So there's this dude.
I heard about that.
In Turkey.
Made out of turkey.
Apparently he's a vampire.
Oh, what? Yeah, superpowers?
No, he just likes to drink blood.
Then you're not a vampire, you're an asshole.
Apparently he was cutting himself and dripping into a cup and drinking it.
Oh, that's called an idiot who wants attention.
Well, doctors said that he had a real psychological problem that stemmed from the fact that his daughter recently died and his uncle died too.
Yeah, it's a psychological problem that's called being fucking crazy. That is a big problem these days, yeah.
So I guess doctors, like weaned him off of it and everything, because he really needed it so bad.
No, the thing is, you don't need it. That's just saying I need Kool-Aid, and I'm going to go crazy if I don't have my Kool-Aid.
And now he's
only cherry, though.
Now his addiction to blood is in remission.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, I read in the article that drinking blood isn't good for you. Like, in small doses, you can drink blood, but if you drink a lot of it, you're going to get an iron overdose, I guess?
Yeah, well, when you get blood in your mouth, you do get that metallic taste. You get that pennies taste in your mouth.
I like it.
No, blood doesn't
taste
good.
I'm very metal.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. You know, these vampire assholes, you watch too much Vampire Diaries, you know, they're all in love with the idea of being a vampire. But blood tastes like shit. All right, you can. I'm sure you can. Like this guy, he was crazy, so he made himself like it. Like drinking beer, you know, it tastes like shit, but you drink enough of it, maybe you grow to like it. Probably
but
the same
beer
with
beer is a little bit different.
Is it?
Well, I mean, universally, blood isn't something that some people are. I mean, a lot of people like beer, so I got to imagine some people like the taste.
Yeah, then you grow to like it.
Well,
let's try it with blood. We'll grow to like it. Like shit, this blood's awesome. Put a little sugar in there. My aforementioned Kool-Aid mix. But it tastes great. It's mostly water anyway.
True.
I wonder what it would taste. That's interesting now. Now I'm thinking.
What?
Kool-Aid mixed in with my blood. Pretty good.
Those people, you know, if you were like a crazy chef, you could mix your own blood in. Like just a little bit.
A crazy chef. That would be funny.
And
illegal.
And Chef Davila has his own special ingredient. His blood.
For dessert?
Well, it might be illegal, but what if you agree that that's what you want? Like, if I agree, I'm eating his blood.
I want to eat his ravioli blood. That's what I want, okay? Don't judge me. It's delicious.
That's a cool name for it, too.
Bloodioli.
Well, that'd be in some other language, whatever blood and
ravioli
is. Yeah.
You know what? I can't. I don't know.
Well, ravioli is Italian word, I imagine.
That's
what Chef Boyardee did.
Or he just made up a word.
Did you know that Chef Boyardee was a real guy?
He still is.
No, he's dead.
Nope. No, he's alive. Alive and kicking.
You think he'd be pissed if they found out that they just make really shitty canned, like, spaghettis and...
Well, how do you know what his food tastes? Maybe his food was shitty.
I would hope not. Although...
What if he just made cheap, shitty food?
I occasionally buy his stuff because I love those little meatballs that's in their spaghetti.
Yeah, you... Dude, don't say it's shitty and you love the food, okay?
Well, I don't love it.
But you buy it?
Listen, if I invite you over for dinner and I put it on a plate and give it to you, you're going to be like, is this fucking Chef Boyardee spaghetti?
Is this SpaghettiOs? Yeah, listen, I don't need to ask. You know what it tastes like.
Hey, okay, for dinner, you have a couple choices. You can have you can have pasta with...
PastaOs?
I'm making O pastas and homemade, and you can either have it with Franks in it, meatballs, or just the noodles. What do you want? What would you like?
Sounds good to me. Listen, I'll know what it is. It still tastes fine. It's not fine dining.
You know,
I've
burned my tongue on many of a Cheerios.
On Cheerios? What are you doing with your Cheerios?
Many a times like I've ate SpaghettiOs and not so good. To burnt myself. Because you put it in the microwave way too long.
I'm thinking about hobos. How they cook things right in the can.
A lot of times, beans.
Yeah, mostly beans. Now, do you think that's true? Are hobos, like, where are they getting these beans?
Well, beans are cheap, I've heard.
Yeah, but aren't
they don't come barbecue, do they?
I don't know.
I like barbecue beans. Like, sometimes when you go to a barbecue, they'll have them, or a picnic.
Or, you know what, the only time I ever have barbecue beans are from KFC.
But I always get them at, like family picnic stuff. Of course, everyone's got a joke about it. Like, oh,
we're grabbing this later. Oh, yeah. Oh, beans.
Gonna keep you warm tonight, honey. Which I hate.
Yeah,
when idiots are trying to be funny. But yeah, they're delicious. I'd make some of my own, but I don't know how. Like, do they come with that sauce on them already? Or?
No idea. And, you know, I'm sure other...
And cowboy. I call them cowboy beans.
Okay. You know, other canned
cowboys
foods.
Eat them on TV.
Shut up. Other canned foods are cheap, too. So I don't know why they just chose beans.
And you don't have to cook garlic. Like, if you buy, like, canned, like, peas, you don't have to cook them.
I guess. I'm not a fan of peas, though, so...
I love peas. But, I mean, like, any canned vegetable, you don't have to heat up. I mean, you can just eat it if you want to.
I enjoy a food that I don't have to prepare. And so I don't like making things. You know, like, when for lunch at work, I only want to have shit that's... Just, I could open up and eat.
Let me ask you this. Can you make anything?
I haven't tried, but I'm sure I could.
You say that if I just give you the ingredients.
Yeah.
I still want to do that.
We've discussed this before.
We got to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Your arrogance. And I also want to see if you can walk on high heels like you said.
Get some high... Listen, I'm sure you have high heels in this house. You still have some of your grandmother's...
No, I don't. We got all rid of them.
Oh, did you? Yeah. That's too bad. Yeah, well. We'll fashion high heels. Listen.
Well, go to the fucking... Get your size.
No. Well, go to... Listen. You take regular shoes and you put a giant stem on the bottom.
That's not a high heel shoe, you idiot.
High heels. A heel that's high.
We'll find you some high heels.
Listen, I'm wearing 4-inch heels now.
Are you?
Have you seen my...
You could buy lift.
Look at my boots.
That's not a high heel.
My heels are huge. How high are these heels?
Oh, come on. You're not... You said years ago that if I give you a pair of high heels, you could walk fine and run.
I never said run. Now you're just
adding
shit.
In response to TV shows where guys put on high heels and fall around.
Yeah. I didn't say run, but I said I could walk.
So I want you to put them on, and that means that instantly, as soon as you have them on, you don't get a period of, getting used to it right away. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Great. Go get them.
I don't have any.
Well, I'm sorry for you. You're lost. You don't get the experience, the visual pleasure of watching me walk in high heels.
Your calves do look delightful.
There's nothing hotter. Nothing.
Well, let me tell you something. We could go to
I'm not trying out high heels at a store.
Go to a thrift store.
Doesn't matter.
And buy a pair. I'll buy you a pair.
I'm not going to try them at the store. You're going to have to take your chances and hope they fit.
Well, I'll just see what you're... I know you're size 10 shoes, right?
What's the equivalent? Are you going to ask them? Well, you know what? We wear the same size shoe. So you go to the store, try on some high heels,
well,
and
like
if they
10,
fit
10
you...
Which, by the way, I have really small feet for my height, I think.
Or do I have really big feet for my height?
I think I should be, like, falling over. Like, I should be
able
to hold up.
I don't know. It's funny because my brothers have... You know, I've told the story before about how my growth kind of got screwed up from, a childhood surgery.
Well, you say, but maybe it's just a coincidence.
No, because all my brothers are the same height as my father. And my brothers wear, like, fucking size, like, 13, 14 shoes.
Well, how tall is your father?
Few inches. They're all a few inches bigger than me.
That's not much of a difference.
It's still different.
I think you're blaming that growth thing. And it's not even Seth's fault. You just happen to be that tall.
Alright, whatever.
I mean, you could be shorter. Although all my brothers are pretty much the same height, too.
Yeah, like everyone's just... My father, my brothers are all the same height.
My sister's shorter, though.
Well, you know, she's a girl, being your sister and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some girls can be 6 feet tall.
Some girls can, but traditionally... The women are going to be shorter than the men. That's just how it works. I've done genetic research.
But my girlfriend's like 5'11".
Is she related to you?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
She could be, though.
I mean, you haven't done a family tree.
Didn't take a DNA test.
I'd like to do a family tree.
How often does that happen where people... I think we mentioned this before.
Yeah, it does happen. I mean, it's not...
You could get a distant cousin easily and not know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know any of my distant, like, fourth cousins and stuff.
Who the hell?
Which is, by the way, illegal. But I've heard of people say that they'd stop dating if they found that out. I wouldn't. If I liked her.
I know. We've talked about it before.
Fourth cousin? Whatever.
Yeah. Who cares?
Anyways, go to HotShotWizKids.com and...
Who cares about that either?
Find all of this week's episode if you missed any.
Yes, don't forget tomorrow. Shut up and watch the movie.
Yes, and all call our hotline, 716-220-8586. I really hope that's the number because I've been giving it.
Yeah, all week you've been saying that. You never even checked to make sure that was it.
All right. See you next week.
Yeah, whatever.